Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You're welcome back to The Hard Shoulder with me, Mandy Johnston, standing in today for Kieran Cuddihy. And some very sad news you'll have heard on the news bulletin there reaching us now, that the former RTE broadcaster and journalist David Davenport has passed away at the age of just 72. David Davenport began his broadcasting career in RTE in the 1980s, and he was to become a voice and a face that was regularly in all our living rooms, including during the very difficult times in the peace process when he was front and centre. He also worked then in Leinster House as a political correspondent for many years before he retired. And joining me on the line now to discuss the life and times of David Davenport is Ivan Yates. Ivan, very sad news this evening.
Yes, indeed, Mandy. He had an illustrious career as a broadcaster, as a writer, as a journalist, as someone who innately understood politicians and politics. He was also great company. I knew him socially over latter years through a mutual friend, David Harvey. And there was no one better. I had a Christmas lunch with him in December last. I didn't realise he had cancer for the last 2 years, and it spread very rapidly laterally. I was shocked to hear the news, and he was such a vivacious person. But I suppose some of the milestones of his career, political editor with RTE, and I remember he'd be reporting, say, on the 9 o'clock news from a critical Ardèche at the RDS or something like that, and he would say, and the Taoiseach so-and-so said this, and he would just raise his eyebrow as if, you know, he was utterly sceptical about it. He was scrupulously fair, although I'd say he wasn't the greatest fan of Sinn Féin. Mm. But I would say he also had a couple of really key things. He did the Belfast job as Northern Ireland correspondent for RTE, and he also did the big switch when Century Radio was set up. He took the leap of security out of RTE and then went back to RTE. And I think that shows a kind of touch of courage, that he was prepared to go outside his comfort zone. But most of all, I think he will be greatly missed for his opinion, for his judgment, and for his sense of fun. And he had a kind of debonair way of kind of being dismissal about something, mm, or sceptical about something. And he was just great crack.
Yeah, he was. He was great company, and he could say a lot without saying anything at all. But let's just take a quick listen to David in action, doing exactly what he did best.
The two prime ministers emerged just before six this evening to inaugurate the historic agreement they hope will usher in a new era for the island. There was praise for the Taoiseach and for the parties from Tony Blair, who paid tribute to all who had lost their lives in the conflict, suggesting that the nature of today's deal would change relationships in Northern Ireland forever.
There he was, the voice as well, very distinct, Ivan, wasn't it? You said there, just before we heard that clip, at how brave a move it really was for him to move that time from RTE into Century and then come back again, go full circle.
Yes, and there's people have moved out, you know, into government press jobs and so on, like George Lee, and it hasn't been so easy to move back. But to move to a competitor, at this time, Century looked like they were actually going to really challenge RTE. It was the time of Ray Buchan deregulation, and for a lot of people, you know, they woke up every morning to David Hanley and David Davenport on Morning Ireland. And they were kind of this professional journalist who, as I say, had a sense of fun, and this kind of curmudgeonly dour guy, David Hanley. And they were kind of great double act.
Yeah.
And then people, you know, realizing that this guy's left RTE. What's this about? And this is back in the day when any idea of commercial radio or TV was quite nascent.
Yeah.
And had, you know, so it was a big risk. Risky, he maybe regretted because Century failed ultimately, and he found a way back. But he was very hard to dislike, and he could disagree disagreeably, which I think in the modern era has become more difficult as time goes by.
Quite a unique skill, yeah. So he was actually made political correspondent with RTE in 2001, which is when I encountered him. I was government press secretary, and he worked alongside David McCullough, and they were also another very interesting partnership. They worked really well together. I just remember that very famous appearance on the 9 o'clock news, if you remember, from the Fianna Fáil Ardéis, where he was surrounded by the members of the party.
Yes.
But look, he has lots and lots of great memories. I think as well, when he started to write, when he actually finished up with RTE in 2017, he started to write for the Sunday Independent and others. I think you could really see how astute he was at and very unafraid of evaluating and eviscerating politicians.
Oh yeah, like when I was presenting this programme, The Hard Shoulder, I would always invite him in for simply a rule of boolia. And I would give a kind of riff where I'd say, this is what's going to happen and this is why and so on. And then he'd just turn and say, well, I want to utterly disagree with everything you said. And that's the reason I asked him on. He was very opinionated without being dogmatic, very experienced. He could see through the word astute, I think, is absolutely accurate, because he could see through spin. And, you know, government press officers tend to be full of spin. And basically, he also then, I think it's true to say, was a little embittered with the compulsory age of retirement.
That's right.
So I would have dealt with him about after 2017 and socially and otherwise. And he felt it was very arbitrary that, you know, Pat Kenny is flying at 75. And, you know, you just can't buy that level of experience.
No.
And I think in some cases, I don't mind if someone goes from being staffer to contractor or whatever and has different paying conditions. I thought the same with Sean O'Rourke and to a lesser extent with Dobbo when he went his, you know, retired. That sometimes, you know, there's no guarantee. Now, I get the idea of bed blockers in the media and all of that, and you've got to bring new talent on. But I thought there was people like David Devenpire who actually had a unique set of life experiences that made him really irreplaceable.
Yeah. Well, look, it's another desperately sad day for journalism. RTÉ losing another powerhouse with Charlie Bird going, Tommy Gorman and Micheál Muirthearty, and now David Devenpire. Look, our deepest sympathies to his wife, Dervla, to his sister, and to all five of his children, Arish, Yegor, Rao and Dilish. Ivan Yates, thank you very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.